HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
This week, we begin with WhatsApp. A serious security flaw in the app allowed attackers to send a malicious message on group chats, which would then crash the app and initiate what is called a crash loop. That means the WhatsApp app would keep crashing every time you tried to access the group, unless you deleted the app and reinstalled it and made sure all the group history was gone. The flaw was first found by Checkpoint Securities, which informed WhatsApp about the same, and the flaw has now been fixed, meaning that you're safe now as long as your WhatsApp is updated. Next, we move to WhatsApp's parent company. Facebook is building a new operating system for its augmented and virtual reality platforms. Presumably, this is being done to reduce dependency on Android, iOS, or Windows, which basically would let Facebook bring in more of its social elements into an operating system. It also means it will not have to adhere to the rules that Google, Apple, or Microsoft place on their operating systems. And given the fact that augmented reality and virtual reality are comparatively newer industries, it actually makes sense that Facebook would try this. Moving on, last week I spoke about the Moto Razr, the return of a legendary smartphone in 2020, which will now have a foldable display. It turns out that Motorola has had to rethink the pre-sale and launch timings for the device. It was supposed to go on pre-orders overseas on December 26th and ship from January 9th. But Motorola has said that because of significant demand, it will have to rethink the timelines. We asked them whether this affects India, but we haven't heard from the company yet. Another big development from last week is that Apple, Google, Amazon, and something called the Zigbee Alliance came together to form an alliance which will bring a new protocol for smart home products. Now, what this means in the long term is that developers will find it easier to build smart home products which can talk to Google Assistant, Siri, or Alexa. At the moment, developers have to make sure all three functionalities are put in their products separately. With a platform like this, they will be able to do it more easily. For you, it means you will not have to check whether a smart home product like a smart light or a doorbell works with the speaker that you've bought. If you have the Nest Hub from Google, it'll work with that. Apple's HomePod, it'll work with that, and so on. It also means that future entrants in the industry will be able to follow this standard and integrate into the overall ecosystem. For those who don't know, the Zigbee Alliance is the current leader in the smart home space in the sense that most smart home products support the protocols that the Zigbee Alliance brings. The Zigbee Alliance includes names like Samsung SmartThings, it also has Signify, which was formerly known as Philips Lighting, and some others. And last but not the least, Apple has a team of about a dozen engineers who are working on space internet. A team inside Apple is trying to build a system that allows the company to beam data down from satellites onto its devices. The team aims to deploy the system in 5 years, but it's possible the project will be scrapped before that. We don't know yet. However, if Apple could achieve this, it could reduce its dependency on telcos for providing data. It could also use this to build a better maps ecosystem and some more. Having said that, there have been companies who have tried this before and have gone bankrupt. And Amazon is a big competitor and it's also supposed to deploy a similar system in future. So what did you think of this week's episode? Did I cover something you wanted to know? Did you want something else to be covered? You can write to me about that on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on @undertecher. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.